One interesting feature that you find in, I would say, 75% of long-term facilities is that youth often attend school with the kids that they live with. Kids from their unit, from their pod, from their housing facility, their cottage, all attend school together. Often that's done because the custody staff think that makes for a safer environment because the kids know each other. From an academic perspective, it's not so good, as you can imagine, because you have kids with very wide ranges of ability in the same classroom, and it makes it very difficult to provide instruction to those kids. It's not just range of abilities, but it's also the idea that in some classrooms, kids may be enrolled in different courses during that same instructional period. So a math teacher may have a student or two that's taking Algebra 2, maybe have someone else in geometry, and someone else who is still at the most basic level of operations in math, all in the same classroom. Another issue that many teachers face is student mobility. The average length of stay in juvenile justice residential settings is now in the range of 6 to 8 months or so, or even shorter in some places. So teachers have a limited amount of time to make a real impact on children. Another challenge that teachers face is that within institutions, sometimes the custody or the security staff don't value education as highly as they do as educators. And so getting the students out of the housing units and down to school on time can be a real problem. Getting the kids back from lunch on time can be a problem. You can have custody staff positioned in or near classrooms. They can be incredibly helpful, but they can also be really disruptive because they have radios on loud. They're standing outside the classroom door, and they're talking about things that have nothing to do with school. There's just a lot of things that can go wrong, and there's a lot of challenges that teachers face. When it works well, and when custody and housing staff really are seen as partners that help support what happens in the classroom, things can really be very good for students.